Welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast. I'm Alex Braga. If you'd like to get involved in the show by suggesting a list or trivia segment, all you got to do is hit us up on Twitter at Jeromney, at TSB Ski, or at TSB Pod.
I've been around the world, I'm not impressed.
I'm not impressed.
I've been around the world, I'm not impressed. Three Michelin stars, I'm not impressed.
I'm not impressed.
I hate everything. I'm the food villain. Alchemist.
King looks like he's going to brave the cold at like Soldier Field right now.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
It's cold outside, guys.
I got a fucking tank top and shorts on.
I am noticing that you are indoors right now, though. Did you go back on your heater being turned on policy?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's cozy season. I guess I'm not in that tax bracket like Ski, where I can just wear a tank top when it's 32 degrees outside.
Yeah. He's living that. He's like one of Trump's kids.
Ski Kutcher over here.
We went over this last time. I don't put the heat on really. I put some like for my girlfriend's room, and in like the living room where we like congregate together. Otherwise, there's no heat on where I'm at.
I have been slayed by Ski Kushner, man. That is too good. That is too good.
It's been cold, man.
Why don't you just burn some stacks of money? That works for heat, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is money?
What's money?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
I don't know what that is anymore in Hunter Biden's America.
Oh, man. Check that laptop, baby.
Yeah, bro.
This is kind of unfortunate, but as we were just starting this, I was just getting off Twitter. I saw someone come across my timeline saying that apparently Hunter Biden is just packing serious heat.
In the pants?
In the pants already.
Hey. Yeah.
Wait. Was that the big Tucker Carlson thing he said?
It really might be.
Is it like printed out dick pics?
I mean,
there's a real chance that's the case.
Oh, man. No wonder UPS, quote unquote, lost those. Holy
Speaking
cow.
Of being a Tucker, good on you, Hunter.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. No. By the way, in Oregon, it's too late to mail in your ballot, so drop it in a ballot box. I did that today. I feel a little bad about that. And it's weird that I feel bad about that because we're like a week away, or more than that. We're like 8 days away from the deadline to be able to do that. But this year, everybody's been talking about dropping them in early and often. And I did not. I had it sitting on my counter for a couple weeks.
Well, I mean, you're an Alex Scarlatos voter, so I'm not surprised that you're not voting early and often.
He's got three of those letters right in that first name. That's enough. That's enough.
I'm going to miss the Alex Scarlatos
commercials.
They're so bad.
They're so bad.
There's one, and it hasn't been because they're, you know, there's like three or four iterations of all these things, but it was like, you know, mid-September, like right when the NFL was hitting stride.
Yeah.
And at the end, they're talking about Peter DeFazio. They're like, I don't know who they got to voice it, but I swear it was Bane. And they're like, Peter DeFazio. He's mean.
He's real.
He's nasty.
Bruce Wayne, vote for Alex Scarlatos.
He lives on a yacht. He's mean.
I had a buddy who lives up in Portland text us today. It's like a group chat thing. And he was like, they realize that people in Portland don't vote for DeFazio, right? Like, we can't because he's not in our
it's
district.
Not a thing, right?
So why are they running anti-DeFazio ads in Portland right now?
Because he's mean.
Yeah, because he's very mean.
A nasty.
Yeah. People in Portland, tell your friends.
PG Park, welcome. Take back your stadium.
He's the Marine hero that this state needs.
He lives on a yacht.
He said he lives on a yacht. He said he lives on a yacht in Washington, D.C.
Have you seen the picture of that yacht?
No.
It's a boat.
Is it like a scooter?
Yeah, that is literally parked like in an inlet.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper than actually like renting a year-round house in Washington, D.C.
A schooner is a sailboat, stupid head.
I mean, it is not. It's not a yacht.
The only people that live on the boats that you're talking about, they're about 60, multiple divorces, like the tannest, most leathery skin possible.
Yes, yes.
So they're a heater out of their mouth. And they're, you know, slapping on some paint somewhere on the boat, like, every day.
They're the murderer from I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's who they are.
Yeah.
And, by the way, he...
Is that DeFazio?
DeFazio lives in Springfield.
He's the nicest guy around.
He really is.
I mean, if you want to disagree with his allocation of funds, fine. Yeah. But he is definitely not mean and nasty.
I love that commercial too because it does like
nasty.
It does the slow fade from like nice DeFazio face to angry DeFazio face where all his teeth are blacked out. That's so funny. That's classic though. That's classic political
smear
ad for a really nice guy.
Though I will say that Scarlatos is running a decent campaign because I mean this guy couldn't even get elected to Roseburg Council in 2018,
right?
But he's playing that Patriot card, in all fairness, good on him. He stopped that terrorist attack in Paris. In fairness, good for him.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's what he's running on is that, and it's okay, it's working. He won't win, but.
By the way, to tell you how old we are and how old DeFazio is, he spoke to my AP government class at Roosevelt Middle School. And that was how long ago was it?
You don't have to put a number on that.
I was about to.
Say it was a while ago.
Yeah.
It's older than some of my coworkers. That's how long ago it was. Holy shit. All right, should we talk, I think the biggest pressing issue in the state of Oregon right now, I think we should probably just transition into that, and that's the Blazers uniforms that they just announced today.
Straight heat. Woo! Woo! I want those shorts. So good.
Just the shorts?
Just the shorts.
Just the shorts. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, but then you don't have that – whatever the hell the that is along the connecting. Side.
I don't want the connecting thing.
Okay.
I think the shorts are just straight up heat.
I mean, you could just draw that on any shirt you wear with them. So
I guess, are you guys against those city uniforms? Is that what I'm hearing? What?
Oh boy, they are not great.
I still can't tell what the actual color is of it.
I mean, are you guys? Is this like a thing you two are doing against Native Americans? Is that what I'm hearing?
You found the root of it. I am so damn tired of these Native Americans.
Yeah. I'm just saying. So when I saw the leaked jersey last night,
we should say, by the way, what you're talking about is the proceeds from selling them go to like a Native American, it's not an education group. What is it? It's a Native American something group. I can look it up while we're talking about it, but it does go to like charity essentially. So us dissing the uniforms and dissing the sales of the uniforms does kind of diss that charity, but the uniforms are garbage. So anyway, go ahead.
Were you talking about the leak that it was like an MS Paint looking?
Yes. Like they were awful. That someone, they were terrible.
Yeah. The Minecraft ones, right?
Minecraft. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand. I am completely against any topography map on a jersey. We went through that against Wazoo in 2015. I'm against it.
Yeah. So like the city skyline, you don't like that?
No, like if you look at the jersey, there's like a topography map.
Oh, sure.
I don't like it. It's
not. Well, I mean, you don't like the old Warriors one with like the state of California, like in the ball.
No. Look at the jersey. It looks like if you cut a tree open and there's all these stupid rings that go up and down.
Oh, yeah. You gotta zoom in and look.
You gotta zoom close. In. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't like that.
I don't care for that either. I don't like any of it. This is a bad jersey.
It's not. The shorts are fire. You walk into a gym with those shorts.
I'm with you. I'd wear those. So the picture they posted.
Oh, all right.
I would wear those shorts. I would wear those tights with those shorts, and I would wear those socks and shoes with those shorts.
But the jersey.
That's a good look. The jersey, I'm.
Right. That is, I will give you that.
That is kindling in the fireplace.
Is that like topographical map lines, or
yes,
with the color of the jersey, it kind of looks like, you know, tree.
I thought it was a tree, but yeah. I read it is topographical map
of what?
Like someone's going hunting and they're trying to find the
you know the coordinates of Gresham. I don't
know. Literally nobody fucking knows that. Why would anybody know what that is? Jesus.
Then there's
got to be one guy in Nike headquarters who is part of this discussion who's like a fucking geology nerd or whatever. He's like, guys, we should put the topography. It's going to be cool. And he spent like weeks just wearing them down on that topic. And then finally they're just like, dude, Gerald, like fucking whatever. We'll put the topography on there. God, let it go, dude.
So did they say why
it's like Hatfield's like nephew or something?
So did they say why it's brown?
No.
Like
I haven't seen that explanation.
Or orange? Just picture that, though, if it was black.
Yeah. Straight black would be great. Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Let's keep politics out of this. Right.
Were you anti-black? Okay.
Whoa.
Sounds like you're anti-brown.
Yeah, anti-brown and black.
No, they're not the worst things I've ever seen.
So these are the city ones. So these are the ones you're just gonna
wear them. Yeah, they'll wear them like three or four times. Yeah. It's whatever. Yeah. The thing about them that I enjoyed is because I see why people don't like them. They're weird
because they're terrible. Yeah,
the people that don't understand why the loop on the G isn't closed. If you look at them. Look at the G in Oregon.
It looks like they put it in Photoshop. They forgot to put it in a big enough area so the whole thing could fit. And then they accidentally saved it as a file and then closed it. And then it was just cut off and it was too late to go back. So they just had to kind of leave it that way.
But, I mean, that's what the white stag sign does. They don't close the G either. So that's what it is.
That's
so awesome. pretty much everyone outside of Portland.
Oh yeah, like, if you don't live in Portland or Oregon, no one has any idea.
Like, what's wrong with that fucking G?
It's such a deep cut that it's weird to put on a jersey.
Also,
I 100% get it.
Also, can I ask a question? Why does it say Oregon?
Because of the Oregon Trailblazers.
I understand that, but they're not Oregon.
Are they not?
I mean, Portland.
Yes, but is Portland in and of itself is in Oregon, therefore...
It is.
It is a factual jersey.
They are not the Oregon Trailblazers. They are not. They are the Portland Trailblazers. I don't know if I like Oregon being on there. Is that weird?
Well, they're definitely never going to win a title.
Yeah. It's got two examples of how many titles they're going to win in that name. Yeah. All those rings.
Like, do you guys remember the other three Nike City uniforms? Do you guys remember them offhand?
Kind of.
So last year.
I don't remember what they said, though.
Last year, they had the cream / off-white ones that said Rip City.
Rip City, that's right. They were the Rip City ones, that's right.
The year before, they had the Dr. Jack Ramsey plaid jacket one. Thing, where there was a slight plaid. And then the year before, were just terrible. I can't remember if they said Portland or Rip City, but they were black. And then they just had like the weird thin red sash. And then it was gray underneath.
Hmm. By the way, those Rip City ones were legit.
Oh, yeah.
Those are awesome.
So good.
Yeah, and there was the black ones too. Yeah, the plaid ones. The plaid ones that were like black.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
So if these ones are okay.
But it wasn't plaid. It was like the Portland airport floor or whatever, wasn't it?
No.
I think it was plaid.
It was, yeah. Like I said, I think it was like the Dr. Jack brand.
Yeah.
Dr. Jack? Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised they haven't put the
Oh, it's coming. Yeah. But they're okay. I think they're fine.
Yeah. I mean, they're only going to wear them a few times, whatever. Who the fuck?
Right. I think the shorts are great. The whole ensemble,
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm not buying the brown anyway, so what the fuck?
But they're, like, when you look at some of the other Nike City editions, these aren't that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see Brooklyn's today?
I did not, no.
They're not great. They're not great. And it's some famous artist who OD'd on heroin in like 1988. It's an homage to him. So maybe I'm a dummy. I don't get it. But they're weird.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It says BKLYN. You
know, yeah, like, and it's got like the weird like...
Like tire tread.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, literally, it literally looks like you made it on MS Paint.
Thank you. Yes. But this guy was apparently a famous
artist.
Street artist or something. Or...
Yeah.
That's not great.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him that he was a famous street artist. That's really
Well, nice. I'm sure that's the same thing. Well, proceeds will go to, you know, some inner city.
It's a street art program or something. Graffiti artists.
Yeah, I'll just give a bunch of spray cans to kids.
The thing I don't get about the Nike like city jerseys is how they do them every year. Because I don't care what city you're in, whether it's Portland, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Miami, Los Angeles. It doesn't matter. If you're redoing them every year, gonna find a lot of duds because not every city is that cool.
Yeah.
I mean, look up, maybe not you guys, but you guys in the listening audience.
You guys, all 17 of you.
Look up the Lakers 2018 city editions. They were an homage to Magic Johnson, and they were purple and had pinstripes. I don't know how that's an homage to Magic Johnson.
Like the old Magic pinstripe unis, but purple?
Well, they were purple, and they said Los Angeles Lakers, and they had, like, black pinstripes on them.
Yeah, like, it was vertical pinstripes?
Yeah. Huh. Magic Johnson never played pinstripes for the Lakers. I didn't understand it.
I'm looking at, so I found an article with all the ones from last year. Which I honestly hadn't seen many of them before, other than Miami's, which was
the Miami Vice.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
they're good. So good. Yeah. And then the Mavs had a dope one.
Oh, I hated those.
Really?
Yeah, the graffiti looking one.
The what?
The one that kind of the graffiti looking thing that just said Mavs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't great in like practically, you know. And the Nuggets? You didn't like the Nuggets?
Oh, those were so good.
They're so good.
So good.
Oh, my God. Detroit had the Motor City ones. Oh, yeah. And then the Warriors with the town ones, too, with, like, the tree coming from the number. Yeah, it's not bad.
Did those Jazz ones, like the crazy, like, rainbowy, multicolored ones, did those start out as a city one? Or did they just, like... Hey, this is our new uniform. Here's our weird Utah Jazz color scheme we're going to go with.
Why did they call Milwaukee Cream City?
Because it's a dairy town.
That's a thing, apparently?
Yeah. You make dairy, you make a lot of cream.
Yo, I would feel weird wearing that jersey. I'm not going to lie. Los Suns, I like that too. Yeah, anyway.
The Sun's new one that leaked today is pretty good.
Yeah.
It just says The Valley, and it's got a desert motif, and then think of the 1980s Denver Nuggets kind of logo, where it's got like the weird color blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got that going up. It's kind of cool.
Not bad.
Hot uniform talk.
Yeah, hot uniform talk to start off the podcast. We have spent too much time.
Well, right, this is way more important than a World Series champion or anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say
whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, that's
okay. Do you have anything on that? It's Los Angeles's year in the shortened seasons. Apparently,
Boss asterisk.
Yeah, that's how it works for LA to win titles. It has to be a shortened season.
I'm happy for Kershaw, but
I am too, actually.
That's kind of about it from that squad.
And then, you know, Justin Turner doing what he did is not great. That's a bad look. Like, and can somebody like clarify this for me? Because I didn't try too hard to get the answer to this, but I never saw anybody talk about it. Like, when did he get tested and he positive?
So I don't think he tested positive. It was
he did.
I thought it was something wrong with, like, it was like an inconclusive test.
But when did they test him?
But sure, they test him before every game.
If he tested positive, why was he there at all?
So
because you have the right to play unless it's a confirmed positive.
Okay.
So I listened to, I don't know if you guys, do you guys know who David Sampson is? Mm-mm. He was a front office guy for the Expos and then the Marlins before they turned into Jeter.
Yeah.
He dropped the bombshell today because MLB was kind of being spun that no one knew he tested positive until the seventh inning when he got pulled, right?
Yeah.
So he was doing kind of some inside baseball stuff, quote unquote, where it was inconclusive the day before. So they let him play, kind of wink, wink. Hopefully it's negative.
All
right. But because it was inconclusive, they had to do another test that day. So Tuesday, right? Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Inconclusive.
Well, because the PCRs are a little wonky.
Well, no, you either test positive and then you do another test to find out if it was a false positive.
Well, that's what they did, but he was allowed to play until that test.
So they took another test.
So by the way, inconclusive, we're saying, is him testing positive, right?
It should be. That should be. Mm-hmm. That should technically be a positive test.
So that's a positive until it's not a positive, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it should be.
So we're all on the same page.
So they retested him, and they found out in the second inning of the game.
Yeah.
The second inning of game six, they found out he tested positive conclusively.
Right.
And MLB is trying to say that they could not find Andrew Friedman, Dodgers GM, Tony Clark, players, you know, union leader. They could not find them from the top of the second until the bottom of the seventh to let them know.
So there's no
shit.
There's no MLB employee there that could walk to the dugout.
Of course there is.
That's what they're saying, though.
So what he was saying?
My pass. I left it.
And that's the bullshit thing is that of course they could have.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Second to seventh inning. What is that? 2 hours?
Yeah.
And they couldn't.
Yeah.
Not only could they not find a phone
and
send a text, they couldn't walk down some steps. Yeah. And I, safety aside, because that's a bad breach of protocol. I think that's why Rob Manfred was so shook. If you watch him doing the trophy presentation, and everyone's thinking he's stroking out or just drunk off like, his ass.
Fucking near you, maniac.
He's fucking weird. Because let's say
it's a combination of both, by the way.
But let's say they canceled or they postponed that game. right? Because
yeah,
they're Fox property, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to run into Thursday night Falcons and whatever on Thursday on Fox proper? Yeah. Nope.
It's Falcons Carolina by
whatever. Who cares? Yeah. NFC South. No one cares.
Teddy Bridgewater versus Matt Ryan.
They were just up against themselves there. Yeah. They'll never admit it, but that's why they delayed it. And they are so lucky the Rays did not force a game seven.
That's what I was going to say.
Because if they did, and Turner test is positive, which he did, now they got to start pulling back.
Everybody.
And they didn't want.
Well, you have to wait like a few days, right? Like you have to test everybody, wait a few days to make sure everything is clear.
I mean, I'm not exactly sure what MLB's policy is on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would have screwed up everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they would have bumped that thing up to against Thursday night football into Friday.
Man, that would have been.
They just wanted to get that shit over.
That would have been a perfect end to the baseball season, though. Like in this baseball season, this year, that would have been the perfect, like, textbook perfect ending to that season if that had happened.
Six games played and then an unknown date for game seven.
And then you just
I say fuck it and say, you know, Dodgers, this game's scheduled. Yeah. Whoever tests, you're not playing.
Yeah, right? Half their lineup. The Dodgers lose the World Series because of
it. Which would have been fitting.
Yeah. Yep.
I was at least.
Yes, it would have actually. That's poetry, man.
I mean, the only thing of note on the game was the whole Snell getting pulled, you know, after 72 pitches.
Though I watched the game. I thought it was a good World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good pitching.
Didn't watch game two.
Well, Mookie Betts is pretty good.
Did not start watching game six because as an old person, I am 47 years old. I don't like the whole thing with like, hey, we're going to start a pitcher. We want to get two outs. And then we're going to bring another guy to get one. And then another guy to bring in three. I hate that scenario, so I just didn't watch. And then I saw it was close, so I started watching game six.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good World Series. I just cannot stand that whole bringing a – what do they call them? Not a starter, but a
– an opener.
Opener.
Who started that? The Rays started that.
The Rays, right? Yeah.
The Rays only had two starters, and they had three openers.
And it's brutal.
Yeah.
But back to Blake Snell, if you look at his Cy Young year a couple years ago, he, like, pitched into the seventh inning, like, once all year. It's just what the Rays do. Yeah. I was – vehemently against it. I'm like, what? He's throwing 72 pitches in 5 2/3 or whatever it was. Why are you pulling him? He's fucking dealing.
Yeah.
And I saw the thing where the next three guys that were supposed to come up were 0-for-6 with six strikeouts.
Yeah.
Let him pitch. Don't get it.
It's the whole stupid analytic thing of the third time through the order.
It's what Dave Roberts used to get criticized for. Like, overthinking it and just, you know, like, getting in your head so much with the way things are done and the way we've been doing things that you don't make the smart baseball move.
Well, like, it's just hard. Like, this is more of an overarching baseball thing.
Yeah.
But game five, Kershaw was good, but he wasn't overwhelming by any stretch. And he pitched 5 1/3 innings. Gets a guy out, pitch 5 2/3 innings, no one on. They're like, we're just going to pull him for some guy who pitches one batter. It's just weird. It's just weird. And I know this makes me old. I am so old for saying this. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Let the pitcher pitch.
Yes.
Once you get into the seventh inning, I know that's arbitrary. I completely concede that point. Once you get into the seventh inning, if you want to match lefty on lefty, righty on righty with a split finger that they can't hit by the math, I get it. But when you're like the fifth, it's not palatable to me. And I think it's kind of gross to watch. Like game six, when you get into the sixth, seventh inning, and the Dodgers have thrown like eight pitchers.
Yeah,
it's. I just don't like it.
That it slows the game up so much too. There's no flow.
None.
I've always hated that too, because it's like they're getting to the fifth inning just to get the guy his win or loss or whatever, and then that's it. It's like we're hitting a fucking point in the game, and that's all that matters. It's like, well, no, if he's fucking pitching well, how about you play it as you're going? If he's pitching well, you leave him in there. If he's not, then you pull him earlier. Like, with that magic line in the fifth inning, like, for whatever reason, like, managers get caught up on that too much. It's weird. Whatever happened to Daisuke throwing 200 pitches in a game, by the way?
But actually, that's a good point. Go? Because when's the last time you heard of Grady Little? What is he up to?
Yeah.
And what is he famous for? Leaving Pedro in too long.
I don't even know if Grady Little's still alive.
He is.
Is he?
I made sure I looked at it.
Before you're going to disparage him.
He's actually only 72.
Really? Good for him.
Yes. So well, in that, 2003, yeah, when he left Pedro in too long, he was only in his 50s. I thought he was 72 in 2003.
This that is added the, a good 10 years.
This is the age for people in their 70s, by the way. Both people running for president. Didn't Tony La Russa just got hired today?
He did. He did. Boy. Yeah, that's a weird hire. I'm just going to say that is a weird hire.
Especially for a pretty young team.
Yeah.
And I was reading about some White Sox stuff when I saw that hire. I was like what the hell?
Yeah.
So they fired, I think his name was Rick Renteria, was their manager. And they fired Rick Renteria because he doesn't believe in analytics, while the front office does. So they hired a 75-year-old guy who doesn't believe in analytics. He just gives everybody steroids and says, swing away.
He was really good at that, by the way. I love that.
Oh,
I was a big proponent of that.
See, I don't understand how people – like baseball people, you know, Hall of Fame voters, old-timey columnists.
Oh, now they give him a pass for that?
Like, yes, they'll go, yeah. Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens, I'll never vote for them. Tony La Russa, you manage all of them. Come on into the Hall of Fame.
Benefited from every single one. Yeah,
and not just one stop or one decade, but two stops and two decades. Come on. Go on, Tony. You can join, but Barry Bonds, stay away. Mark McGwire, you dirty dog. But hey, Tony La Russa, first ballot. Hey, Tony La Russa, we value your opinion so much. You want to vote in that shit bag, that shitty player, Harold Baines?
Yeah,
you can vote him in. We value your opinion that much.
Did McGwire ever admit to doing steroids?
100%.
He did, right? Yeah. I was going to say, I was going to compliment him for how he handled the whole thing, but I only remembered him admitting to Andro. But then later on, he fessed up to everything.
Yeah, he did like a 60 Minutes thing maybe six, seven years ago. Yeah.
And then he, you know, and since then, he's become a hitting coach and just stays in the game here and there. And
yeah,
he handled it the way you should handle it. He's like, you know what? It was the era. Literally everybody was doing it. If they tell you they weren't.
I mean, listen. Like, again, the whole steroids thing is weird.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez had the second biggest suspension outside of Pete Rose or Black Shoes, whatever guy from the whatever.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever. And you want to know what Alex Rodriguez does now? He owns the fucking sport. He calls Sunday Night Baseball. Yeah. When the playoffs comes, he works for Turner, Fox, ESPN.
One of the most respected analysts in the game.
But 5 years ago, he was a fucking pariah.
Yes, he was. Yep.
Cheater. And now we don't care.
Yeah. I remember Alex Rodriguez when he was a teenager. I don't acknowledge the rest of it.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, I'm watching, you know, Fox post game. You know, there's A-Rod.
Here's your first
steroids guy.
Yeah.
Big Poppy. He probably did steroids. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in that report. And then there's Frank Thomas, who is now the boner pill guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
With all the girls coming up. Ooh, big hurt.
Yeah.
And oh, he's like, right. Oh, yes, I am the big hurt.
I'll put a big hurt on you.
Yeah. I swing the wood.
It's like a who's who lineup of performance enhancers.
Yeah, they all just got shit coursing through their veins. It's great.
Yeah. Still. Yeah. Hey, A-Rod's. A-Rod's with J-Lo.
A-Rod.
Everything is.
A-Rod.
Everything is coming up A-Rod these days. Like, talk about a turnaround, by the way. Holy shit.
It's great.
You go from everything you mentioned to, hey, now I'm married to J-Lo, and I have the easiest job in the world where I'm the most respected person at it.
He's been on College Game Day twice this year already.
Jeez.
Remember that picture of him like a year ago that someone caught him pooping?
No.
He even looked beautiful pooping.
Wait, they caught A-Rod pooping?
Yeah, and it's so it's like Soho Apartments. Yeah, from across the way. He was reading like the New York Times, just looking regal on this throne.
That's wonderful. Was it a gold toilet too?
I think it was brass.
Oh, there
but
you go.
Close. But
I'm looking at that. That's a great picture. And by the way, he's got the glass shower behind him too, with the robe hanging up. That is the classiest shit you've ever seen in your life. Wow. And his towels even have A on them.
Oh.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yes, of course they do.
I mean, you knew those were monogrammed.
Oh.
A-bomb indeed.
An A-bomb. Oh, that's, by the way, that definitely comes out of the toilet when he flushes too. An A-bomb for A-Rod. Like, he and J-Lo have separate flushers.
Oh, absolutely.
Just so his says that, oh, yours yeah. doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
And every once in a while, she likes to mix things up.
I think she actually sends him from Miami to New York just so he can take a poop. Because she cannot be bothered by that nonsense.
Yeah.
So she sends him right on that private jet.
Yeah, the private helicopter.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Sports!
I know. Tottenham. I'm watching some Tottenham highlights right now, King.
Harry Kane.
Heung-min Son. Have you actually watched them?
Yeah.
Son is...
Is good.
Good.
Like, he's good.
He's like one of the fastest players I've ever seen. It's unbelievable.
And like, if you want to follow a very wholesome soccer account...
Yeah.
Follow Mina Kimes' mom.
Yeah, I like Mina Kimes in general.
But her mom is a very big Tottenham fan.
I think I've seen that, actually.
Yes, and she just live tweets way too much about Tottenham games. But because she's an old, like, Korean lady, it's very cute.
Yeah. She's just 100% sweet. Wow. Yes. Tottenham lost! What? Tottenham lost in the Europa League today, man. So what we're saying here, SC Braga is better than Tottenham. That's what we're saying.
Well, you know, for a day at least, they're the tepid Spurs. Yeah, it's okay. You can't be hot every day.
The tepid Spurs. It's because you're not wearing the fucking hat anymore.
I know. You guys made fun of me all the time. Bullied me into not wearing it anymore. And then I wear a Blazers beanie and Ski's bullying me again for not having heat in my house.
This is literal cyberbullying, Ski.
Seriously.
Cyberbullying.
Oh, yeah.
As Melania Trump would say, be better.
Be better, Ski. Be better.
Be better.
Yeah. Don't stop tweeting all these threats from your toilet. By the way, I assume you're sitting on your toilet right now.
Oh, yeah.
Much like A-Rod, we all do podcasts from our toilets.
Of course.
All right, let's do some football before we get to our list and stuff. So the Ducks had 5 positive COVID tests, shut down the world at the Hatfield Dowling Complex. And then the next day, or 2 days later, no, the next day, we found out there were false positives. And so everything returned back to normal, whatever the hell that is. So that was weird. And we're probably never going to find out who those possible false positives were, but I am very curious. Just so we can play these hypothetical scenarios of, oh my God, what would Oregon have been without, who the fuck knows. But the big one today is Trevor Lawrence testing positive for COVID. And he has been ruled out of this weekend's game against Boston College for Clemson. Also, follow-up to that is they play Notre Dame next week. And the rule per the ACC is that if you get a positive test, you are quarantined and out for 10 days. That game is 9 days from now. And so I think, Ski, you were saying before we started, it's time for the Dabo magic.
Oh, yeah.
To find out that he did not, in fact, test positive today. He tested
positive. It was on Monday.
On Monday.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be fine. Yeah.
I mean, Dabo has this weird thing. I'm not alleging anything, but Dabo has this weird thing that he does.
Is it his casual racism? Oh, no, something else.
Well, like, Travis Etienne is still on Clemson.
Yeah.
I am pretty sure Travis Etienne was running a 4.140 when Taj Boyd was still the Clemson quarterback.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, all like 5 Clemson defensive linemen had first grade draft grade,
first pick,
first round. Yeah.
Yes, and they all came back. I'm just saying.
And then they all went in the first round the following year, right?
And then you got these whispers that Trevor Lawrence might come back because he doesn't want to play for the Jets.
All of a sudden. Yeah, because he doesn't want
to. Dabo's going to work that thing. Yeah. Trevor Lawrence is playing in South Bend on the 7th. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, that's happening. ACC rules. I mean, we made those rules during a different time, you guys. You know, we have new information about COVID. Yeah. And so we adjust, we adapt. It's how it works. I'm not going to wear a fucking mask. But Trevor Lawrence is ready to play. It's fine, guys. We talked to doctors. Doctors told us, guys. Who are those doctors?
Clay Travis.
He talked to the president, you guys. He knows what he's talking about, okay?
Not to get too political.
I know we're not a political podcast.
There's a big election in a couple of days. But let's just set a scene. If you're Clay Travis and you spent 3 years and like 11 months trying to be right wing, and then you finally get into the White House. Literally.
You did it.
Has done interviews in the White House.
You did it. Yeah.
And then he loses.
Yeah.
I mean, how mad has he got to be?
No. You're looking at the wrong way. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he could still spin the idiots. Don't get that. Yeah. I'm not saying that.
And
he's got to be like, man, if I was in there a year and a half earlier, or if he had just been reelected, God, this cash cow would be a cash cow.
It's still going to be a cash cow. Even if Trump loses, which I don't think he is, it's still going to be.
Was
that a hot take?
I mean, I'm not Nate Silver, but dang.
I've had a lot of people point me at statistics and polls and, you know, the way things are broadcasting or projecting or whatever. And I remember those exact same things happening in 2016. And it's like I hear these people say, you know, there's no way. Like, people are mad at him. He's going to get blown out. It's not even going to be close. Again, same things we said in 2016. And then, he ends up getting the Electoral College. Winning the popular vote is a very different thing than the Electoral College, which, you know, it very much points to. And I interact with people on a daily basis in Oregon, which is
I mean, Oregon, the Congress in Oregon or whatever is about to get the like the majority to the point where even if the Republicans walk out in like avoidance of voting for things, it won't matter because they'll have enough Democrats in there to vote for all of this stuff anyways. And I interact with people every day who are huge Trump people every day. And not only are they not Trump people, but I interact with people who aren't Trump people who don't like Biden. They're like, I'm literally not going to vote for Biden. Why would I vote for Biden? Blah, 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 or whatever. And that gets people like Donald Trump elected. So I would be, again, I would be very surprised if he loses.
So you're saying the only poll you really trust is the silver dollars?
There you go. That's what I was waiting for. Nice.
I love the double political talk here.
Actually the Nile. The Nile is the only
one.
Hey,
yeah. They had a COVID outbreak a couple weeks ago. Just letting you know.
Hey, don't wear masks. Exactly.
Have either of you guys actually ever been into the Nile?
Yes.
It's so bad.
I was there.
Yeah.
And I am not even talking about the talent on the poles. The decor.
Yeah.
When I first went in there, amazing. I was like, oh, it's called the Nile, but I was like, they're really making it look like an Egyptian. Wow. This place sucks.
Good job. Good effort.
It's really bad. It's really
I don't know if
bad.
You were old enough when it was called the Great Alaskan Bush Company.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Remember that.
I mean, there's not a more fantastic name than that.
Yeah. That's
that's true.
Pretty true, actually. What was that one that used to be on in Springfield? You'd go out kind of far. It wasn't on Main, but it was on the one next to it or whatever, where you just go you go straight out, you go over the bridge, like out into Springfield, and it's like on your left out there. I totally forget what it's called. But that place was super divey too. That's a place like went to in early 20s once, and then you don't go back, because why would you go back?
What was the one, man? Oh, it was like right when you got on West 11th. On the right hand, was it Jiggles? I think it was the Jiggles.
I mean,
that sounds
now familiar. Jiggles and that one.
Silver Dollar.
No. It was before the Silver Dollar.
Yeah.
Like before on the street. Yeah.
All right.
I think it was the Jiggles.
Yeah, that was definitely a name of a place. I don't remember if it was on West 11th, though.
It was.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Must have been. All right. Shall we get to our list, I guess? Do we have anything else on Trevor Lawrence?
Jiggles.
All right. We should just call him Jiggles from now on.
Jiggles Lawrence.
Jiggles Lawrence. I'm into it. Let's make that a thing. Hashtag. That's how trends on Twitter work, right? What's our list?
The three worst Halloween candies? Is that? Yeah.
Halloween coming up this weekend. Tomorrow. Wait.
No.
No. Saturday. Tomorrow's Friday. All right, my bad. When people get this, it's going to be Friday, but whatever. Here's my question. If people ring your doorbell, are you going to open the door and have candy for them?
No. No.
Neither am I.
I got kids. I'm not letting them go trick-or-treating.
No.
So if you're letting yours, good for you. I'm not participating.
I agree. I'm not enabling that behavior.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm turning my light off. Yeah.
Turn it off. Yeah. I used to, I would stick like a buck, you know, the bowl out front with candy in it. Come get it. Don't bother me.
Yeah.
I don't like my dog barking every, 30 seconds.
Yeah. Now, I've thought about that for this year, but again, that's saying that I'm okay with you guys walking around the neighborhood spreading whatever the hell you have, or getting it spread to you. Like, make better decisions for your kids and yourself. It's crazy. Anyway.
But before we get in the list, I will bring up, while we're on the Halloween candy, on Halloween itself, there's a big Major League eating contest going on, where they are eating Halloween candy.
Ugh.
And there's, that's what I was saying. I was just like,
no.
30 pounds of meatballs is one thing, but here's what here's what they're eating. They got to eat. Let's see.
Yo, for real though, like while you're looking at that.
So there's 6 different candies. They have to consume 1 pound each of each candy.
Jesus Christ.
It starts with candy corn.
Why?
And then Kit Kats, and then M&Ms, then Milky Ways, Snickers, and finishing with mini Reese's.
Jesus. I might be able to do that with M&Ms.
And
I could see me eating a pound of M&Ms.
And there's 6 people doing it. And of course, you know, Joey Chestnut. It's the only name I know.
Oh, God.
Andy's the favorite.
The amount, like more so than hot dogs or other eating competitions, like the amount of diarrhea that's going to come from that is going to be insane. Like there's so much sugar, dude. Like sugar, like processed sugar and chocolate. Just, oh my God. And the peanut butter from their
That's
that's going to be so gnarly.
Apparently it's a big thing on, what is it, on DraftKings. You know, this is a big like DraftKings sponsor. There's three separate. There's a Thanksgiving one, and what's the last one? A Super Bowl one. So I'm assuming chicken wings and I don't know, hot dogs and stuff. But those are later to come in this series of eating events.
No, I would fuck with a wings eating contest. I mean, I'd lose. I wouldn't try that hard.
No,
that could be fun for a while. All right, worst Halloween candies. And so are we doing Halloween candies or just candy?
Things you would get traditionally while trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you start.
Me?
You start.
I will start. My number 3 worst candy to get trick-or-treating. Fun Dip.
Fun Dip?
Because I live in Oregon. It's raining, and I'm shoving this one little packet of colored sugar with a dipstick made of sugar into a bowl that it's going to just, when I open it, because it's fucking raining, because I live in Oregon, it's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
I get the logic behind that.
It used to just be called dipsticks or something, didn't it? Like Fun Dip, I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I used to get that shit when I was a kid for, you know, a week.
Well, different companies. Kids. Yeah. Dipstick. Yeah. It's the same thing.
All right. Cool. All right. My number 3 is Good and Plenty.
That's a good choice.
That is. That's one of the worst, like, things that you can put in your body ever. Like, all encompassing. Anything you can put in any part of your body. Good and Plenty is one of the worst ever. Like
that's that licorice shit, right?
Yeah,
it's like purple
and white. Yeah,
but it tastes like black licorice.
Ugh.
Which, by the way, spoiler alert, teaser.
Sucks.
Black licorice. Yeah.
Sucks.
God damn it.
So good and Plenty are my number 2.
Okay.
So my number 3 is Necco wafers.
Oh, those Neccos.
Yeah. Oh man.
What an old person candy.
It's back in the day where like sweets, they're not even sweet. It's like, here you go, Sonny.
Yeah.
Take a treat. And it's, you know.
Yeah.
And here's number 3 for the Yankees, George Human Ruth. And here's some Necco. It's brought to you by Necco Wafers.
Exactly.
Those are like what are they called? The sweet tarts or whatever?
Oh, they're not even close to sweet tarts.
Oh no, because they're so thin.
They're so thin. They're brittle, and they're like, I don't even know how they get those colors. It's like, how about you zhuzh up Necco wafers?
Sweet tarts suck too, by the way.
Oh, I like sweet tarts.
Yeah. If you like tart sour, things are good. But yeah, zhuzh up those colors a little bit. You know, let's get some of these colors to pop, and maybe it'll take away from just weird brittle, you know, circular flake of unknown origin you're putting in your mouth.
Yeah, well, welcome to the 7th inning stretch of the Polo Grounds. There's George Willie Mays. Hey, brought to you by the lemon flavored Necco wafer. Garbage. Absolute garbage.
I like the idea that there's an advertising team for one color of Necco wafer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was.
There was an office. All right, Yeah, I have like my pink key card to get in. Sorry. You're not allowed in here, buddy. Take a left. Take a left. my number two is Laffy Taffy.
What? Ooh, that is egregious, man.
I don't like Laffy Taffy.
How do you not like Laffy Taffy?
I don't like Laffy Taffy. I don't. Every time I would get it, I'd be like, oh, I like taffy. I like going to the coast.
No, it's not the same.
I like the flavor of banana. And then I'd eat one, and I'd be like, oh, this is disappointing.
If you get the banana one, I can't quibble with that.
It's always banana.
That banana Laffy Taffy is pretty terrible.
It's always banana. You always get the banana. You know why?
But you get jokes with it, too.
People who would buy them would take out the good ones and just throw the fucking banana ones in the bowl. all right, so your two was good and plenty, right, Ski?
Yeah.
Okay, so King's to his one now then, right?
So my number two.
On a
cold, typical Halloween night in the Willamette Valley. Bit-O-Honey. Ooh. Because that is Bit-O-Tear-A-Tooth-Out.
I'm partially.
I'm not even sure if it tastes good.
I enjoy Bit-O Honeys when they're soft. When they're soft,
but they're not soft on Halloween.
They're never
soft.
That's
what I'm saying. They're not. That's why I'm reluctant to agree with you on it.
You pull one out of that plastic jack-o'-lantern and you throw one in. You don't even have a filling because you're six. But you want to know what that Bit-O Honey's doing? It's pulling out your entire tooth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you have anything going on with your molars at all.
God,
fucking forget about it. Forget about it. Y'all had a plan to get those wisdom teeth pulled.
you know what? When my kids need their wisdom teeth pulled, I'm just gonna give them some frozen Bit-O Honeys and tell them to chew on them. That'll rise that shit out of the gum line so quick. Yeah,
chew on these for a while, like the teeth just like crack and break. Yeah, make it easier to pull out. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'll throw the vacuum in there. Suck it out.
Oh shit. Is it to me to one now? Black licorice is the worst candy to ever be invented ever. And by the way, that used to be like the only candy. Like think of our grandparents or like our great grandparents. That was it. It was like black licorice.
Listen, in fairness,
Wild West times. Like, used to be like a delicacy.
But there, everything has it. Here or there, everything evens out. So they only had black licorice, right?
Right.
And they had to listen to, like, baseball on the radio, right?
Sure.
But you want to know what their Coca-Cola dinner had in it?
Cocaine.
You want to know what happened when they got sick? They got codeine. Straight up.
They drank whiskey. Yeah.
These people tried to get sick so they could take a shot of whiskey, down some codeine, and just go to sleep. So,
drink some cocaine.
Yeah.
That's hard, because there are a lot of people that really enjoy black licorice.
Fucking weirdos.
Like all the it's like the big thing in like the Nordic countries and shit like that. They like put black licorice in like a ton of different things.
Did you guys read that thing about black licorice a couple weeks ago that came out? That if you eat a certain amount, which... Yeah. Why would you?
Why would anybody? Yeah.
I forget what it is, but if you eat like a pound of black licorice in 2 weeks, it elevates your risk of like stroke by like 200%.
I don't have to worry about that too much.
Yeah, and you get depressed because you hate yourself so much after eating it. That makes sense. And by the way, like we're putting black licorice up side by side with like red vine,
Here's a question.
Those are in the same category, and red vine is fucking great.
So red vine or Twizzlers?
Red vine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Twizzlers suck.
I agree with that too.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's black.
Do you guys like that Australian licorice stuff?
What's that called?
Australian licorice.
It's not called.
Never had it?
Licorice. No. Is it really?
Yes. Yes, it really is.
Is it good?
I like it. I don't know what to, you know.
I don't know if I've... I have to try to find this Australian licorice. I don't know what could be so different to it, but
well, you can find it at Tarjay, my good friend.
Yeah, soft Australian licorice at World Market. Go get you some.
Yeah.
And then there's Wiley Wallaby, soft and chewy licorice.
Well, you know,
clever. They also have black licorice, so they're dead to me, is what I'm saying.
Fair.
Yeah. All right. Who's up now?
I'll go with my number one, which I thought was going to be the universal number one, because I don't know there's a human on Earth that enjoys this, and that's the circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
It's a weird, tasteless foam.
I don't know if I've ever had them.
I've never tried one. I always avoided them. Yeah.
That's because the word is out.
Yeah.
It's been out for a long time.
Yeah. Word on the street.
Things in the world.
Yeah. I remember I actually have a memory as a kid of like getting one of those in my thing and looking at it and just being like, you know, this is as a kid who would eat all of the candy that is around him, looking at that and just being like, something doesn't feel right about that. Like I don't know if that's actually candy. It looks like a toy. Like, I'm not going to put that in my body. And I guess it paid off.
You guys, both your guys' bodies, thank you for never ingesting any of that.
Jeez, wow. Well, we're very health conscious.
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah. So, did you do your one?
My number one worst Halloween candy is wax lips.
Oh, yeah.
They're the worst.
Oh, my God.
They don't taste like anything.
They taste like wax. Like,
oh, shit. Yeah. I'm Dracula. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm eating a candle. Mom, I'm eating a candle.
Yes.
Suck.
That's one of those things you're like, ah. Oh.
And they're like, and if you look at the wrapper, you're like, oh, it tastes like strawberry. No, it doesn't.
The fuck, it does.
It tastes like a candle.
Does that actually count as food? I mean, are you supposed to ingest that?
Yeah.
I don't know what the...
that is what you got to ask yourself, right? It's like, am I actually supposed to be eating this?
I mean, you throw it in your mouth. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or is it like gum, where if you swallow it, just like...
I think it's like
7
gum.
Years to route through your fucking small intestine?
So you wait until that little bit in your mouth disintegrates, and you toss that little one down the street.
I don't think that stuff does disintegrate.
No.
It just balls up.
It's like thrown
in a dip of like Red Man. Like if you try to chew it, it just stays in a ball and it doesn't go away.
It would be great if this is how we learned that that's not actually candy. And it's like somebody on Twitter hollers at us and is like, by the way, guys, you're not actually supposed to be chewing on that or eating that ever. It's like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Did I see that Kurt completely admonished you with the correction on Twitter last week?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Let me look that up.
Because I got a couple about – I got three, actually, about Jurassic Park, about how Steven Spielberg was just the executive producer after the second one.
Right.
After the second one, yeah.
And people were vociferous about it.
I thought that's what we said. I thought because he did Lost World.
Didn't we say that?
Or yeah, the second one, Lost World, and then.
Oh no! I'm just saying. I got three people saying. I don't know.
Kurt pointed out that Deep Cover was Snoop Dogg's debut. So remember we talked about like that soundtrack or whatever. That was actually Snoop Dogg's first song, and that was with Dre. And then he says Snoop was introduced to Dre by Warren G, his stepbrother, who was in 213 with Snoop and Domino. 213 was Snoop and Nate Dogg, wasn't it? I thought.
Sounds right.
Or though he says 213 recorded a couple demo tracks, so maybe it was just Domino back then, and then they switched to Nate Dogg later on. Whatever. That's not really a correction. But whatever.
Clarification.
Whatever.
Clarification.
Kurt. Whatever.
Kurt. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I do too, actually. It's nice to know that at least four people listen.
Yeah.
It's nice. They're not us.
Weed every day.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our trivia. Our trivia is Halloween trivia.
So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Spooky.
Yeah. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary, boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Sorry. I watched a lot of 30 Rock. All right. Who wants to start? I don't care.
It's a toss-up one.
Also, yeah, whatever.
Okay. All right. Out of which vegetable was jack-o'-lanterns originally made? So it wasn't pumpkins. It was something else.
Squash.
Ooh, that's close. No. Your option, Ski. Squash. Turnips or gourds?
I thought gourds were like a class of these things. That's why. I'm going to go turnips.
It is. It's turnips.
It's absolutely turnips.
Have you actually seen the pictures of turnip jack-o'-lanterns?
They have to be the creepiest things there.
They are super creepy.
Pretty crazy. Yeah.
They are pretty crazy.
So I'm gonna drop some random facts throughout this whole thing too, by the way. So jack-o'-lantern refers to a light that is sometimes seen in bogs or marshes. it was explained in Irish folklore as being Stingy Jack, who avoided hell by tricking the devil, but was denied entry into heaven due to his sins. He now has to wander the earth and lights his way with an ember from hell held within a turnip or rutabaga.
That is
the origin of the jack-o'-lantern.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
That's a Christmas movie, first of all, but whatever.
Ooh, hot take.
All right,
it's a bad movie, actually.
Easy. You've had that take on here already.
I know.
All right, Ski. Yeah, you got that one right. Okay. So every Halloween, Charlie Brown and Linus wait for what character to show up?
I feel like I know this, but God damn it. Fuck. I don't know it. I'll know when I hear the answer. I don't even got a guess.
Do you know it?
No. Right.
So your options. Jack-o'-lantern, the Great Pumpkin, or Peter Pumpkin?
The Great Pumpkin. It's the Great Pumpkin.
It is indeed the Great Pumpkin. Yeah, that's right. All right. So, King. Transylvania is a region in which country?
Kazakhstan.
Nope.
Oh, very wrong.
Very wrong. My life. Your option, Ski. Romania, Serbia,
Romania,
or Bulgaria? It is indeed Romania. All right, Ski. In which U.S. state is it illegal to dress as a priest or nun for Halloween, punishable by up to a $500 fine or a year in jail?
I mean,
it's like impersonating a clergy person is the charge.
You know, the safe bet would be, say, Florida, because that's...
So if you go as a sexy nun for Halloween, like you're in a sorority, you go a sexy nun, you going to jail, motherfucker.
I'm going to say Georgia.
Georgia, that is incorrect. Your options, King. North Dakota, Alabama, or Maine? I made those options difficult, by the way.
Boy.
Each of them. Yeah.
North Dakota?
It is Alabama.
I was going to say Alabama, too. God damn it. It had to be somewhere in the South.
Yep. Although I would say North Dakota is a really good bet for that, too, by the way. All right. So, King, let's see. Which chocolate-covered wafer bar started in the UK, is owned by Nestle, has since released over 400 variations of its product in Japan?
Kit Kat.
Yes.
Whoa!
Yeah.
400 version.
Have you ever had any of the Kit Kat Japanese versions?
I have not had them. I have seen them. Whoa. They have like baked potato.
They got some weird ass shit.
They have like soy sauce flavor.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sure they got like a shrimp. They gotta have a seafood one for sure.
They do. Yeah, absolutely.
Many. Like octopus flavored.
Yep.
Jesus. It's gross. All right, so this is Ski, right?
Yep.
All right. According to legend, in the original Halloween movie, the budget was not large. So the studio had to find the cheapest mask they could get. So they spent $2 on the mask of a famous Canadian actor. Who was it? And they just painted it white.
Canadian actor?
Mm-hmm. If I gave like any of this person's acting history, you would get it in 2 seconds.
Would be an old timey Canadian actor.
Mm-hmm. Not old timey.
Halloween was 80.
Yeah, so famous, 82? Famous around, yeah, so, well, really famous around yeah. that time. Mostly famous for one thing.
Oh God, Patrick Duffy. He's Canadian, isn't he?
I think that was '90s, though, right?
I think he was doing shit before.
No, that is not correct. King, Donald Sutherland, William Shatner, or Leslie Nielsen.
Can I get a repeat, Alex?
You can. Donald Sutherland, Leslie Nielsen, or William Shatner?
William Shatner.
That is correct. That is a William Shatner mask, by the way.
It doesn't really look like him.
In all of the movies. Isn't that crazy? All right, King. So you lead now 3-2.
Ooh.
Which Alfred Hitchcock movie became the first American movie to ever show a toilet on film?
The Birds.
Nope. Your options, Ski. The Birds, Psycho.
Gotta be Psycho. Vertigo. I was gonna say it's gotta be Psycho.
It is Psycho. Mostly set in a bathroom.
Yeah.
It's like the first movie to show a toilet and then have a flushed toilet as well. Like the first American movie.
So what was Psycho? I don't remember that one.
The one where it
came out with like a remake of like the Bates Motel.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Vince Vaughn was in that, right? The remake?
No, there was a TV series also called the Bates Motel.
But they did make remake the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, remake with Vince Vaughn, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't see it, but
no.
I do like Vince Vaughn though in general. All right, so this is Ski then.
Does Vince Vaughn still do things?
Yeah. He just makes a shit ton of money producing shit.
Yeah.
I just know he's a big Trump guy now.
Is he? Really? That's actually
what rich person now is not a big Trump guy. Everyone's coming out now.
Lost Lil Wayne today as well.
LeBron's about the only one.
All right, so let's see. This is Ski again, and it is 3-3. According to CandyStore.com, who has compiled sales data for the last 13 years, which is the top-selling candy in the United States?
Snickers.
No. Your options, King, and these are the top three, so it's one of these. Reese's Cups, Skittles, or Starburst?
Reese's.
No.
What? Ooh.
Skittles.
Skittles.
No.
There's no way.
That's wrong.
Yes. Apparently. I was surprised too.
How long was Marshawn Lynch in the NFL for?
This thing is rigged.
There a correlation 13 years of
just saying. All right, we have two left and it's 3-3. So we might have a best of here or a tie. We'll see. All right, so this is King, right? In what country did Halloween and carving jack-o'-lanterns originate?
Hamburger.
What, hamburger?
I don't know. Hamburger?
Pick a country.
Germany.
No. Ski, your options. Ireland, France, or Canada?
Ireland. Yes. Seems like something they do.
That is correct. It is the Celtic Festival of Samhain. They celebrate their new year on November 1st, so they partied on the 31st. Dress up and go from house to house singing for soul cakes, which were baked to commemorate the dead. Again, it's a pretty creepy holiday.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. So Ski leads. If King gets this one, we have
I'm up first, so.
You are. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It'd be an easy one.
I'm just saying. Which state in the Union produces the most pumpkins?
Missouri.
Nope. Your options, King. Illinois, Maine, or Pennsylvania?
I don't know. Pennsylvania.
Nope. It is Illinois. Oh. Yeah. And it's apparently by a lot. Like, Illinois makes a lot of pumpkins. Which, good for them. They last like 2 weeks and then they rot and they're gross. So your state stinks, Illinois. Congratulations.
And I don't think they have anything to do with like the pumpkin spiced. I don't know if there's much pumpkin in it. There's no pumpkin, right? It's just like cinnamon and like that stuff.
So it's like nutmeg and cinnamon, right?
Yeah. So they can't even capitalize on this huge trend of a pumpkin, flavor, tough beans for that.
By the way, I bought some ground pumpkin spice Starbucks coffee, and I make that for myself during this holiday season. It doesn't taste as good as other coffee, but I bought it, and so I have to make it. I'm not going to throw it away because we're not wasteful. This is Oregon. We don't throw food away. It's not how this works. So that's a win with four correct answers. I feel like I should come up with some follow-ups later and so we can actually make this official, because I feel like you have to have five, but whatever. If only we cared that much.
Hey, I'm chalking up a W anyway.
Yep, it is what it is. All right, boys. Have a nice holiday.
Ski's going to dress up as an asterisk.
As a what? An asterisk?
Yeah.
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 Only got four.
Doesn't count. This is bullshit.
Hey, me and the Dodgers, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I can't
got
hear
the rings
you.
Anyway.
I can't hear you over the shine from my rings, motherfucker.
All the haters.
Yeah.
I can't hear them.